This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by DVC Resale Market. DVC Resale Market has become the leader in the DVC resale industry. They have sold over $400 million in DVC Vacation Club and have over 100 years of combined direct DVC experience. If you're looking to buy or sell, DVC Resale Market wants to put their knowledge and world-class service to work for you. Contact our friend Nick Cotton over at DVC Resale Market at www.dvcresalemarket.com.
Hey everyone, this is Thomas Estrada, and you're listening to the Disney Nerds Podcast.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. I am once again standing in the shadows of Crossroads of the World at Disney Hollywood Studios, ready for a Disney Studios time capsule for February 2018, joined by none other than Johnny Hollywood. Johnny, what is up?
It's great to be back with you, Sam. We're another edition of our walkthrough and a lot of stuff to cover.
A lot of stuff has changed, a lot of stuff to cover. I missed the holidays. I wasn't able to get down here. Last time we did this was in August of 2017. First time we did this was in the summer of 2015, and things are changing considerably. Although, I'll be honest, walking in, standing in front of Classic Car Souvenirs, Oscars, the strollers, the wheelchairs, with Sid Caringa's across the way, even though Sid's truck is gone, this feels like Hollywood Studios always has right here at the beginning.
Yeah, the blessing of sunset in Hollywood, as I call it, has always felt the same.
It goes back to MGM Studios. This feels like it has for quite some time, except for the First Order March, which comes down here quite frequently now. That seems to be a daily occurrence.
Absolutely, 10 to 5 on the hour. So
on the hour, every hour. That's cool. So that said, where should we start? We should start outside, right?
Yeah, this is the first time we will start outside because the parking lot is going through a lot of changes, especially the Lake Buena Vista Drive entrance, which is the most famous one that a lot of people use, that the Disney buses use.
Right.
Has a brand new entrance. But when this is all said and done, 2019-20, that will be a exit only.
So it's interesting to see how they're doing that. They're one thing I thought was interesting is they're changing all of the lights in the parking lot to LEDs, which is kind of cool.
Absolutely.
I'm wondering why it took them so long to do that, quite honestly.
Yeah, well, here's the biggest tip I can give you here is the park's open at 9 for the near seeable future, March, April. And they're going each section, stage, music, television.
Through the parking lot, changing
Correct.
Things.
So it's going to be one section that's not open, so I would get here early to get a parking spot.
So, a lot of changes along those lines. There's also a lot of construction for the Disney Skyliner.
Absolutely.
Or the Mickey Skyliner or Disney Skyliner?
Disney Skyliner.
The Disney Skyliner, you can see where it's going to be. In fact, driving in, if you know where the boardwalk and the Speedway gas station and the Reddy Creek Fire Department, there's a huge clearing that goes right behind all of those, which is underneath where the Skyway is going to be. And also, as I drove past Animation, Art of Animation and Pop Century, there is a huge path cut straight through the forest that links back this direction through that Skyliner.
And absolutely, and if you're parked at the very end of the parking lot, you can see exactly where he's talking about. And there's actually
see the other direction.
Yeah, and there's actual metal beams coming, and you can see construction.
That's cool. That's awesome. So let's make our way down Hollywood Boulevard.
Absolutely.
It's been a little while.
Yeah, and the last time we did this during the day was the first time we did this back in 2015 with Star Wars
Weekend. Yeah, it seems like they've always been. It is mid-afternoon. It's February, and the weather is perfect, can I say. It's not too hot. It's not too cold by any means. It's shorts and a t-shirt, and it's a great day.
So we're walking.
See some new billboards here up on the left.
Absolutely. There's new billboards on Sunset as well as Hollywood.
Donald, what is that Donald Duck autographed hound?
That was actually a classic Donald Duck cartoon.
Very nice. I don't recall that one. Passing to 5 and 10. I just love the music.
Absolutely. And this is our most quiet part of our walkthrough because nothing's really changed on these two streets.
And I'm glad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe some of the contents inside the stores. For example, the Charlie Car Cafe. If you listen to the news report that we did recently, there's a new rose gold cupcake that they have, right?
Yeah, definitely. And there's been other gold cupcakes.
There's something new I noticed, and you told me it had been there for a little while. There's a new Starbucks mug for Hollywood Studios.
Yes, it's been there for around a year and a half.
I hadn't seen it, so it's new to me. If you guys are collecting those Starbucks mugs, the first one, maybe that's a collector's item now, because the second one's in there. I'm going to have to get that.
Absolutely. There's a big emphasis on Toy Story and the green aliens.
Well, you got Toy Story Land coming, right?
Absolutely.
Standing at the corner of Sunset and Hollywood Boulevard, and I think we haven't done it in a while, but let's go down Sunset Boulevard.
An old friend is waiting for us down Sunset.
Let's go, and you can tell us what's new, because honestly, we haven't done this on the show in quite some time because nothing has changed down here.
Absolutely.
But now things are. The exit for Starbucks is busy.
Our favorite makeshift bar is back to the right behind the Trolley Car Cafe.
Oh, I see that. Starring roles.
Yeah. Let's don't get started. But yeah, if you want hope, the name is still on the umbrellas.
The name is? Although it is no longer a breakfast location.
Absolutely.
Everything Star Wars is still here?
Mm-hmm. That's always the store that's the most, that caters to the most popular franchise right now.
Should we go into Beverly Sunset for
Absolutely.
A second? This is the Beverly Sunset Sweet Spells, which is connected to Real Vogue, which once upon a time was Villain in Vogue, the villain store, on the left of Sunset Boulevard as soon as you head down it. And one of the reasons I wanted to come in here is we saw some changes to merchandise in here recently.
Correct.
And if across the street you have all of your Star Wars merchandise, in here I'm seeing a lot of Toy Story merchandise there, Jim.
As I mentioned in my weekly update article about the Hollywood Studios, Coco is taking a backseat to Toy Story now.
As should at this park. And in fact, I'm glad you mentioned your weekly updates. If you're not aware, if you head to the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com, every Tuesday, John is posting pictures and some interesting things that have changed here at the studios. So it's a weekly update on what's happening.
And I'm glad we walked in here because, I don't know, we'll get entertainment later, but Star Wars fireworks are at 8:15, 15 minutes after the park closes. If you want your treats for the hotel or at the end of the night, you have to go into Sunset Treats before the fireworks because they close right at 8:30 at the finale. So
what time is Fantasmic? Blah, blah, blah.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. So you can do Fantasmic, grab your thing here, and then go to watch the fireworks.
Yeah, absolutely. Because every other park, Magic Kingdom, you can always go to Starbucks or the old Main Street Bakery and get your treat item for the night after the park closes. But Sunset Boulevard, every store, the Carthay Circle, right when that finale hits, they lock their doors. So just something to keep in mind.
Got it. Planet Hollywood, Shop with the Stars, still alive and well.
Yep.
On our left, the Disney Vacation Club kiosk, which is still here.
Absolutely. The Sunshine Day Cafe is still not open, which means it's not heavy crowds.
Well, and that was the turkey leg stand, which is not there anymore. Next to Farm Fresh Produce and, of course, the counter services walking by. I like this. This really feels like old school Hollywood Studios or MGM Studios.
And it was nice for Bob Iger to address my concerns about the name change rumors. And for the time...
There have been
Hollywood Studios.
Lots of rumors that a new name had been selected. Cinemagine, if I remember right.
Correct.
Although quickly after those rumors surfaced on many podcasts, the Disney Parks blog said, no, we're going to stay Disney Hollywood Studios for the foreseeable future.
Absolutely.
Which means all along I said that's not going to change. So we're right there. While we walk down Sunset Boulevard, let's talk about something here because we missed the holidays.
Correct.
From a walkthrough perspective. But there were some interesting things that happened right here on Sunset Boulevard during the holidays. What was going on here in December of 2017?
It was Sunset Season Screenings, and you had a big screen to the left of Sunset Market.
Which is not here anymore, right?
Correct. John? But there's still the one to the right where it promotes Fantasmic during the day.
Oh, I see that now.
And it would tell a 2-3 minute story of a holiday classic from perspective of Olaf, Mickey Mouse, Toy Story.
Or so you're talking about the billboard that's right up there to the right of Tower Terror?
Correct.
Okay, which looks like the one that was always there.
Correct.
Except now it's a digital billboard.
Absolutely.
So you really don't notice it unless you're here at night then, because I just thought that was the normal billboard.
So that's kind of cool.
And then they would project images on the Tower of Terror for different
projection
holidays.
Mapping around the Tower of Terror. That's absolutely pretty cool.
And they use it for Star Wars Black Knight, which is making a return this year.
Yep, coming back just in time for Solo, a Star Wars story.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about Galactic Knights again. I know you've been there before, and I'm pretty sure you'll be at this one.
Absolutely. I'm going to get my ticket the day it releases. They have the Darth Vader Imperial March instead of the First Order March.
That could be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool, and to hear Darth Vader breathing down Hollywood Boulevard is always a treat. They always try to add something new to the Galaxy Far, Far Away show and the Galactic Spectacular. And the coolest highlight last time was the projections they used on the tower.
Which will be part of Galactic Knights in May again.
Yeah.
Along with, from the news release, a reimagined Disney attraction with a Star Wars overlay, which I could cross my fingers and think back to the first Galactic Knights when it was the Rock and Roller Coaster.
And it was that way last year as well,
which is pretty cool. So yeah. Rock and Roller Coaster. We are standing next to the reemergence of
our old friend,
the Red Car Trolley, right here on Sunset Boulevard. Although, I don't know if people had noticed, and we probably mentioned it before, the trolley tracks are gone that used to be up and down Sunset Boulevard.
Absolutely.
But the Red Car Trolley's here, your hat stand / pin stand / water Coca-Cola stand.
Absolutely. It's good to see an old friend back from the 2012, 13, 14
Absolutely.
Age range.
Absolutely. Should we continue down or head back? What would you like to do?
I would say this much. If you want studios specific merchandise, like the polo shirt I'm wearing, or t-shirts or mugs, they're not in Mickey's of Hollywood or Pluto's Toy Palace or the Five and Dime. The only place you can find studios specific merchandise is down at the Tower of Terror gift store. So you had to walk a little bit for it, but if you want specific merchandise of the studios, that's where you can
find
it.
Do they still have the Tower of Terror merchandise in there as well?
Yes, it's very limited. There's more fine arts.
Okay, so it's definitely worth the walk down there to check out the Tower of Terror store, especially if you're looking for Hollywood Studios merchandise.
Absolutely.
Which there might have been a run on if they changed the name, but if they're not.
Exactly.
So we're going to head back down. I just love the background here.
No, absolutely.
So are the citizens still appearing on Hollywood?
Yes. From 10:30 to 5:30 on the 30s of each hour, they will make their appearances from Oscar Mayer-Wiener, the director, to Evie Starlight, to my favorite, the mayor, Sonny Burbank.
Awesome. A little bit of wind blowing there today, but it is a perfect day.
And you speaking of new billboards, we have one of Coca-Cola.
Oh, I see that here on the left.
And one from our West Coast counterpart, Paradise Pier.
Which is incredible. So we're walking back towards Hollywood Boulevard on Sunset. And to the left is a Coca-Cola billboard along with the Sunset Ranch Market. And then on the right is Paradise Pier, which is obviously a shout-out to Disney's California Adventure Paradise Pier.
Absolutely.
Which is completely
changed
behind walls right now, being changed to Pixar Pier. So Paradise Pier will live for the short term, right here in Hollywood Studios.
I love how they incorporate other parks throughout the world and parks.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I know we talked about this off the air, but it's always nice, for the most part, to have Sunset and Hollywood Boulevard, and even the Echo Lake, for that matter, be classic
for the most
Hollywood.
Part, although, honestly, when you look at it and you see what is into there's nothing wrong with Sunset and Hollywood Boulevard. They're
no,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Echo Lake, who knows? Maybe at some point that becomes reimagined, but for the short time, we're good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Want to make your way to the animation courtyard?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's cut through here.
Sure.
sure. Let's let this run. All right. So we're going to have... Is it the Animation Courtyard officially, or is it the Star Wars Courtyard?
Still Animation Courtyard.
It's not Animation Gallery, so we're going to go back to Hollywood Boulevard, make our right-hand turn past the fountain.
And one thing we haven't said yet, and what our listeners are listening to right now, is brand-new background music.
I guess you're right. I really...
So, outside of the park...
I see some of the citizens are here now.
Officer Peabody.
Officer Peabody, Hollywood Police Department.
If there's trouble, he's in it.
Very nice,
but
very nice.
Music outside the park is 30s, 40s Disney music. From a friend of me to I See the Light from Rapunzel.
Okay.
And then Courtyard, Central Stage, Sunset, and Hollywood are classic. New 30s and 40s songs.
So we are right now approaching Center Court. And now on my left, we'll mention it while we're here, I can see Dockside Diner, which Min and Bill's name has been removed. It's now Dockside Diner, which is okay, I guess.
It is very interesting for a person that watches this part so much for...
To watch the little things?
Yeah, get rid of every...
If there is any movie reference from anything that is not Disney, it's not going to be here when this is done.
Oh, absolutely.
Let's be honest. And Min and Bill was a shout-out to an MGM film. We're walking through Center Court, which is preparing right now for Galaxy Far, Far Away, the other Star Wars Weekends Every Day that coincides with the First Order March. So that's what this background
is. And
music
if you
is.
Want a really close-up picture of your favorite... character that's not available for meet and greet, a Gray or a Darth Maul. They walk from the Animation Courtyard to the stage and back, from the stage to backstage, 5 minutes before and 5 minutes after showtime.
So Rey is appearing daily at this point?
Correct, at the show.
That's wonderful. Not as a meet and greet, at
correct.
The show. During Star Wars, A Galaxy Far, Far Away, which is basically a stage show where they bring the characters out, and that runs multiple times per day.
And if you want more details, Sam's Disney Diary has a great video about Star Wars Weekends 2017.
Hey, that never really happened. Star Wars Weekends 2017, that is.
That could be show number 542.
All right, we are approaching the Animation Courtyard. On the right is still Disney Junior. And Disney Junior live on stage, along with the meet and greet characters. I see that the advertisements here are still for The Last Jedi. That's an interesting echo while we walked underneath it.
Speaking of Last Jedi and the display area of Launch Bay, it's a brand new Last Jedi merchandise and exhibits from Kylo Ren's ship to Rose's medallion that she carried from her
sister. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Are they selling replicas of Rose's medallions here yet?
No.
I expected that they would have that at this point.
But they have big figs of Chewie with porgs, so how could you go wrong with that?
That's nice. I see four different wait times there on Launch Bay. The top one, 10 minutes, is the movie. BB-8, 25 minutes? That's interesting. Is that normal?
Yeah, and they even had it longer because they used to have one family at a time see BB-8. Now you have one family meeting at the hangar, and you have another family inside the hangar waiting for that family to end.
Okay, Chewie's 15 minutes. And who's the last one? Is that still Kylo Ren?
Yes, sir.
When are they going to get Vader back? There's Galaxy Far, Far Away is starting.
Is usually the long wait, so if you're trying to hit the longest wait first, go for Chewie.
Chewie's the longest one?
Correct. And as we make our right past the Voyage of the Mermaid, we can see one of the mountain peaks of
Batuu. Yes, you can.
But we'll speak more on that in depth later on.
There's a couple of cranes in the distance behind Toy Story Mania, and clearly the top of one of the peaks from Star Wars Galaxy Edge, the port of Batuu.
Absolutely. you can actually see a guy on the top working on it too. They've been doing a lot of touch work on it the last couple of weeks. So.
Those are the kind of pictures that end up in the photo report there, aren't they?
Absolutely.
I believe there was a Christmas tree up there around the holidays.
Yeah, so, and that had more meaning as well, obviously. As we're walking up to Walt Disney Presents, to the left is the Toy Story stroller parking.
Oh, yes, I'm seeing this now, realizing that's where it is.
So and we do have a cast member saying, advising guests of that, but if you're coming down the next couple of weeks with a young one, you want to leave it here because there's no room up by the attraction itself.
Yeah, so a lot of that is because of the changes that are happening for the queue for Toy Story Mania.
Absolutely.
Boy, it got quiet all of a sudden. Yeah. I thought something was wrong. One thing we should point out here, Walt Disney Presents, the ending movie is from A Wrinkle in Time.
Absolutely.
That's the preview that's happening.
And how Sam's covered the media event last year, talking about what's new in Walt Disney Presents. You'll have the Toy Story exhibit that has characters of Woody, Jessie, and Buzz. And from time to time, you'll see that they're not in the same pose as they were last week.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, looking at One Man's Dream, and I'm going to stop here for a second. We're standing right near the Joffrey's Coffrey, which is just before Pixar Studios, the sign. And the building that was Jack Sparrow, that was Narnia, is gone. And you know what? Unless you knew that, you probably wouldn't even paid any attention.
And it's funny you mentioned that as well, because the wall that is Toy Story is pushed back as well.
Yeah, it's back a little further, and the wall stretches from Walt Disney Presents all the way to the restrooms now.
Mm-hmm. And the buildings have a new first coat of paint on it from last time we did this walkthrough.
I see that.
And you can still see, if you're an old studios guy like me, you can still see the stage number 3 logo inside the building behind the trees.
Very nice.
You want to get a peek of the top of the building of Toy Story. If you go right to the exit at the Joffrey's Coffee stand, you can see the top of the Snoopy Dog Coaster building.
So we're walking under the Pixar Studios banner into the entrance area for Toy Story Mania, which on the left there's the story department, which is a small store, and then a snack counter, and then a Buzz and Woody meet and greet.
Correct.
This, in less than 4 months, will be backstage area.
Absolutely.
This will be off limits. All of this will be backstage. You have to wonder what will happen to, you know, the monkeys in a barrel that are hanging across and some of the other things, because ultimately this queue will not be here. It will be on the other side of the building, which right now is backstage, will be front stage. And what they're currently doing, why the stroller parking was all the way back before Joffrey's Coffee, is because the standby line and the queue for Toy Story Mania is outside right now.
No, absolutely. And it's going to be, it's not a hot day, but it's a muggy day, so you got to be prepared for that as well. But
there's a little bit of shade back here. It's sort of a tight area, but this is now the queue. This is temporary while things are changing. We noted on a previous show, the Lisa brought up that Mr. Potato Head wasn't in the queue anymore.
Yeah, he's been gone for three
years.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they're just repositioning him.
Yeah, absolutely.
He hasn't been gone that long, but he has. He's being repositioned for sure. So when you look at it, the Fast Pass pass entrance is closed off. The wait time is 140 minutes. I think they may be down to using a single track or only two tracks right now.
No, absolutely. And you merge into one line into the emergency exit of Toy Story.
So as we continue down here, this is the remainder of the queue on the left. Is that what they're doing here?
You go straight to your right, and then they merge to your left, and then they find their way back.
Is Cruise back? Cruise is still back there?
Right here on the right. Everything else is back the other way.
So there you go. You have the cast members keeping people from coming down here.
Cruise was missing the last 2 weeks, but is now back.
Cruise Ramirez is here on the end. And we're looking at, wow.
So they added some new trees.
Yeah, so looking straight ahead, what we're looking at is, I mean, this, I'm used to, I still want the Coca-Cola bottle to be right there, to be quite honest with you. But what we're looking at is the back of a berm or the back of a wall with trees that are obstructing the view of the construction in the distance. But definitely where the entrance to one of the entrances to Galaxy's Edge will be.
Absolutely, and you can see the construction wall pushed back a little bit farther. And I know we'll talk about this more when we get to Grand Avenue.
So but is this building on our left going to tie into Grand Avenue sometime, somehow?
That's my assumptions. Because you have the big door we talked about last time. And you'll have Grand Avenue coming all the way down past this Stanley Music, Harmony Music Shop, all the way down.
And I can see it from here. So where we're standing, it is the very end, where the exit is for the newest Toy Story track. And to the left, there's the last building here. Looks themed very much like Grand Avenue.
No, absolutely. And this was here back
this
in 2014.
Was here, yeah, this was always here. It wasn't part of Streets of America. It was more the building that was before the...
New York Street?
New York Street, and what was there? Was a Studios Catering Company. That's what Absolutely. I'm looking for.
Speaking of which, and the Backlot Tour, we're looking at the second exit track of Toy Story, and they have used the sign exit only. Please do not enter from the Backlot Tour. So
that is pretty cool. I see that there. Is that one of the things you were talking about previously?
Correct. And they used
that's
to have
nice.
A board.
I wonder if that will make it there.
Yeah.
Dude, that's going to be an answer to a trivia question, or this could be a scavenger hunt someday, Ed. That the sign for the exit is definitely from the Backlot Tour.
As we're walking back up, there used to be a bar and a corn dog stand.
Yeah, they're not here anymore.
Which they're moved to Grand Avenue.
And yeah, this reminds me of D23 here. From a standpoint of, on our left, where Cruz Ramirez is the queue for Toy Story Mania. But it starts on the right, and they allow guests to cross the pathway here.
Or this was the back old Star Wars weekends, the first weekend when they had... Darth Maul here, and everyone went to the gift shop to get the exclusive merchandise.
Yeah, like this magic band that I'm wearing right here.
Absolutely.
My Darth Vader magic band. Cruz is revving up. Yeah, obviously this is temporary, and it's sort of a mess if you're going to be down here in February, March, April, or maybe even the early parts of May.
Well, starting in early March, Disney released that there will be no fast passes for a month, but they will have three tracks running, so it'll be interesting how quickly.
You know what? That'll be really interesting to see what the times go to. No fast passes, but three tracks running. That's never happened before. I wonder where these meet and greets will end up, Buzz and Woody. Is on the map, I didn't see a meet and greet inside Toy Story Land, but you would expect that there should be.
Yeah. We know it's two attractions, and then the quick service will be interesting. Like Al's Toy Barn has like meet and greet there, like the old days back over by Pizza Planet.
Yeah, could be. The old days back by Pizza Planet.
We saw Bert, yeah. I keep the boys down.
Joffrey's coffee and headed back out. This is looking again, standing near the restrooms, looking at the Toy Story Land signs. That is impressive, the size of that turnaround.
No,
it
absolutely.
Really is.
And this one you really can't keep in touch as much as Galaxy Edge with updates. It should be open in June, it's my guess.
You can see here where this wall may end up. See the concrete here? See the wood inside the concrete? I'm going to guess that's where your wall's going to be, and your main path into Toy Story Land, because it sort of veers off right there towards the left. Star-Lord and Baby Groot still inside...
Absolutely.
One Man Presents. So let's go ahead and sneak up the handicap ramp, head back to center court. Oh, sounds like Star Wars A Galaxy Far, Far Away is still happening. So we're going to walk past it and leave this recording. Should we jump into the Great Movie Ride real quick?
Yeah. I don't think it's a long way.
Yeah, it doesn't look like much of a wait. We did hear from Bob Shapack just last night from D23 Japan that Mickey Minnie's Runaway Railroad will be open for 2019.
Which I think is great because, like we mentioned before, Disney does a lot of May openings. And with Star Wars Land being in the fall, I think this will be the big push for studios in the spring of next year.
I see some PhotoPass photographers here right in front of the Chinese Theater.
It's still very, very popular.
That's the end. Which way you want to head, John? We had to watch the end of that. Sorry, guys. That's the end.
Speaking of the show, we haven't mentioned that now it's an unmovable stage.
You know what? You're right. We didn't. I meant to mention that when we were coming down Hollywood Boulevard. But it looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
Picture a... I don't know how best to say it, but a trailer that's really a train because there's three individual stages that at the end of the day sort of have wheels and they get pulled out of here.
They even have like a pre-show parade for it when it moves after the 4:30 show.
That's cool.
So if you want to watch it move for whatever reason, it's around 5:30 after the Trials of the Temple Jedi Training Academy over by Star Tours.
We're headed down
Commissary Lane.
Commissary Lane with the ABC Commissary on the right. This feels kind of, after walking where we just were, this feels kind of narrow.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Well, that's when we saw the big gate.
And yeah.
The exit of Grand Avenue wasn't open yet. We couldn't imagine a parade or a trolley going through here and still having crowd.
Right. Not through here, no.
But the ABC restaurant still does the order and then pick, they bring your dinner to you method.
Okay.
So that's still going on. Lunch.
That's still mobile order as well. There's a lot of that going on.
Correct.
Right?
And you'll see when you go by a restaurant, they'll give you a notification from the My Disney Experience app saying, welcome to ABC. You can use mobile order to skip the line.
Mickey and Minnie meet and greet still happening here.
Correct.
Another DVC location, and of course the Sci-Fi Dine-In Theater, one of my favorites.
And I have to plug again, there's another great Sam's Disney Diary Star Wars breakfast,
which they never brought back, dude. I'm so hoping that they would bring back the Star Wars Galactic Breakfast, which was a Star Wars Weekends only thing, and it didn't come back.
Well,
I really enjoyed that.
I think you would agree that was a test. And the Rebel Hangar, which was at the Backlot Express.
Yep, which we did both tests for what will happen back here in Batuu.
As a good friend says, for the sake of research.
For the sake of research. There you go.
So, as we make our way around Grand Avenue.
Yep, make our way around, which is still, you know, as big and wide as this was, it still feels congested, doesn't it? Well, that's because Goofy's over here taking pictures.
I will say this about the management of this park. They have done a great job putting people on the street. Because let's face it, back when Streets of America, unless you were going to Lights, Mirrors, Action, the streets were dead.
Yeah, there's a lot of people back here.
But now you have the Muppets, you have a corn dog stand, you have a...
I see Chip and Dell up here as a meet and greet.
Smoking section to your right, a mobile...
Around the corner to the right?
Yep.
So we're walking through 722 Grand Avenue, down where we've been before, but it looks like there's more around the corner, and you talked about this, but I hadn't seen it yet.
Absolutely. The last time we did this, it was closed right past the entrance to Muppets.
Right. So now we're looking straight ahead. Two enormous cranes that are part of the construction, and the facade that will be our entranceway into Galaxy's Edge. Live Your Adventure in 2019. I love the sign there.
Absolutely. That debuted at Galactic Nights last December.
And that's even a cool little backdrop right there, the Millennium Falcon, as it looks inside With some concept art.
Absolutely. An IG-88. He doesn't like that.
That is cool.
Like, going droid and all that good stuff. So as we turn the corner by the smoking section, there's another big gate.
Yeah, there is.
Which makes me believe that there would be the trolley that would be taking the exit by the Muppets and then going down Grand Avenue and then taking a right down.
Our photo pass photographer is taking a rope down here. Is she getting ready for a meet and greet right there?
It's just a photo pass with the backdrop.
Just a photo pass with the backdrop. It's not a meet and greet. Correct. I wasn't sure if we were going to see Chewie or somebody walking down this way.
Harmony Music is
new. Harmony Music is new, yeah. The last shop on the end of Grand Avenue.
And a special hidden treat that's been here since it's open.
Okay, let's see.
We're walking our way up to the Grand Loft Apartments.
Harmony Music, your one-stop music shop. Oh, there's a directory here. So we're inside the entranceway here.
Yeah.
To call a resident, hold down one of the arrow keys to find the resident's name. Then press the call key.
Okay.
Press star to hang up.
And as we're going through the directory, it's all higher management of the Hollywood studios.
Jay Walker, B. Thackett, K. Thomas, ATL. So if I push this number, 604, do I get them? Line is busy.
To call a resident, hold down one of the arrow keys to find the resident's name. Then press the call key. Press star to hang up.
Press the call key.
Just to make these.
That's cool to try out later. Make sure you check that out.
It's a nice hidden tribute that they do.
It's a great view here back to Muppet Courtyard. The Miss Piggy fountain looks wonderful. That was closed for a little while, but
yeah,
it's back.
Back new.
It's back in all its glory. Rizzo's Pizzeria, Muppet Vision 3D, all of that just looks wonderful.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see some merchandise stands here for Galaxy's Edge merchandise.
Absolutely. What you can get there now, you can get at Tatooine Traders and also at the Launch Bay Cargo as well. And they have pass order exclusive pins and shirts as well. As we make our way around Muppets, they have half of Stage 1 store is still behind construction walls.
Still closed. That's the Muppet store that John is talking about.
Correct. The section that was closed was the Muppet Baby themed area. More on to the side of the Pizza Rizzo and Gold Pizza Point.
Grand Avenue Theater now playing Muppet Vision 3D. That's the Miss Piggy fountain on the left that you hear. Can you see anything new at the exit of Muppet Vision,
yes,
John?
Yes, you can.
What's down that direction?
You can see the whole side of the building that's going to hold the Millennium Falcon.
Very nice.
Attraction.
I think we should walk back the other direction. As much as I want to go and see that. What a cool shot of Tower of Terror from here. That's pretty cool because before this renovation, that was the backdrop for Streets of America.
No, absolutely.
So we're looking from the Miss Piggy Fountain at Hollywood Tower of Terror in the distance. That's kind
of
cool.
And they have benches at the exit of Muppet Vision. If you sit there, you can see it directly as well. So
that's pretty cool.
Just a couple notes about Galaxy's Edge. The highest peak has been formed, but there's still a lot of work to be done. And the most important is getting these buildings covered. So,
sure, get them covered as quick as they can to start the insides.
Absolutely, especially with the rainy summer approaching. And as old studio fans, if there's any left, the side of Muppet Vision is still open with the old Muppet posters.
Very nice.
That poked fun at movies that was starring the Muppets, from Star Wars to Muppets or the Pirates of the Caribbean. So
there's a great blog about that out on the Maz Disney blog, by the way. I should put a link to that in the show notes.
Absolutely.
Especially if that stuff's still there. Goofy has quite the line here at the beginning of Grand Avenue.
Yeah, they do a very good job of getting people down here, like I said before. Thank you.
get a little jazz vibe back here to the background music.
Step over here, out of the way of traffic.
I like the background music. Yeah, that's kind of cool down there. It sounds kind of jazzy. Like it might, and I know at night it sounds like it's coming from the Baseline Tap House, but it's not. That's cool. Tatooine Traders, Star Tours.
Which has the great dash tattoo ending, which is new from last time we walked around.
So there is a Last Jedi ending, and there's also, or I'm sorry, there's a Last Jedi segment, and they're also doing a segment for that's set in the new land, right?
Yeah, Batuu.
Batuu, which I haven't seen yet. Stand by 60 minutes. I won't see it today. And of course, Jedi Training Academy.
And as we talked about last, when we were on Sunset Boulevard, about honoring Paradise Pier from DCA, we also here at Hollywood Studios honor Epcot. If you go into the back lot express entrance near Star Tours and go to the high tables to the left, there's a dinosaur head from hanging from the Universe of Energy.
Wow, that must be new.
Yep, so it's back, I would say, 4 or 5 weeks after the attractions
you
closed.
Need, is there a picture of that in the photo report somewhere?
It was the second.
There you go, it's out there. It's out there in your every Tuesday update from Hollywood Studios with Johnny Hollywood. Path of the Jedi still here, I see.
As a new...
A new addition for Last Jedi?
Correct. Thank you for saying that.
Very nice.
And we have a new DVC booth by Echo Lake. Frozen has now gone back to the regular show at the holiday tag, and Olaf does not make an appearance anymore.
So Olaf's not in it. That was a holiday only. Just like the Echo Lake decorations and the huge Christmas tree, that's great. All gone.
But Echo Lake is filled up and the water's nice. And if we take a right here, I'll show you something that they just put in this week.
Okay. Although, as we're standing here right outside of Path of the Jedi, the ABC soundstage, the television arts statues, they've been gone for quite some time now. I see that that's a seating area.
Correct. And speaking of that, you can find the Walt Disney bust at the Hall of Presidents queue.
Oh, nice. They moved it to there. I'm glad it ended up someplace.
Yes.
That's awesome. And those are the celebrities that were there, part of the television arts. That's just completely gone. There's no sign of it whatsoever.
Absolutely.
All right, and we're making a right here past the Oasis Canteen, which is the only place you can find funnel cakes in Hollywood Studios, by the way.
And this is a place where you can get ice cream if Gertie's is not open this week.
Indiana Jones.
Which is still running strong.
Yep. 5 shows today.
Well, it's not an opening day attraction. It's the longest attraction.
Yeah, missed by a couple of months, I think, was it. Not a lot.
Well, the studios opened back in May in 1989, and Indiana opened in the August. So if we look to your right to the left of Indiana Jones' entrance, we have the classic warning, do not pull the rope.
Wait a minute, I need to pull that rope. I know it says don't. Oh, I'm not getting anything, but okay.
Now if we turn...
Oh, there they are.
If we make a 180 and go by Echo Lake by Gertie.
Okay.
We have a brand new dig site number 2 that is awaiting a grid crew. So that is brand new as of this week of February 12th.
Nice.
Yep.
Interesting.
So what we're looking at is a little blackboard with chalk. This is dig site number 2 awaiting grid crew. So a nice little add-on.
I love Echo Lake. This whole area. Remember the original Star Wars plans? This was going to be gone. In fact, we talked about that a little bit, but Gertie's still here.
And open.
Although, remember, Gertie's not necessarily a Disney thing. He's MGM. And remember what we said about MGM attractions here, like Men and Bills, which is now just Dockside Diner?
I'm usually here in the afternoon night, but it's always something special about the mornings at the studios as well.
Primetime Cafe, one of my favorite spots.
And we have a re-edition of a Disney Imagineer placement. When it first opened Hollywood and Vine, it was all about Roger Rabbit and the windows.
Yes, is it some of it still?
It's still there, okay. But it used to say no characters. Back when they switched it to a character dining, they thought that would confuse guests. So if you walk up to the farthest right window on the building, instead of no characters, it's no actors.
No actors, that's funny. We still have Eddie Valance is up there, and the
deformed
the
Roger
screen
Rabbit.
Where Roger Rabbit jumped through. Dance studio on top. Yep, Eddie Valance, Hollywood and Vine. I see that Peavey's is reopened, the frozen Coca-Cola stand.
It's warm enough for that as well.
Yeah, it has warmed up. What do they have, BB-8 cups?
BB-8 cups are still at the quick service.
They got them right there.
But if you do the Star Wars dessert party,
okay,
the cups are Captain Phasma.
What?
Yes. Now they haven't.
Can I trade one of my Chewbacca's for Captain Phasma?
I know. So they haven't made their way to stands throughout the park, but if you do the dessert party, you'll definitely.
All right. So Captain Phasma mugs are new. I like it. I need that for my collection.
Absolutely.
Boy, so walking around studios, there were some really crowded places. And I have to tell you, Echo Lake is not that.
Yeah.
There were way more people back at Grand Avenue and along those locations.
Well, just getting into the park was busy.
It was very busy getting into the park. I got here right around opening.
So there's still people coming into this park, and it's only going to get gang.
Oh, it's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
Especially here. And I wanted to get down here before Toy Story Land opened, because I think that, although it's only two new attractions, it's not going to set any records, but it absolutely will change the dynamic of this park and where people go when they get here. And that's only going to last a year until Galaxy's Edge opens.
And I was thinking about this driving down with Galaxy Edge opening. I just think about the wait times with Tower and Rock and Roller Coaster when that happens. It's only going to go down.
Well, you might have the good old, hey, the right side of the park versus the left side of the park, and the people are going to want to run. I think Toy Story, I think the Sleek Dog Coaster is, I'm curious as to how this is going to fit in the whole Disney coaster range. I mean, I believe, how is this going to compare to something like Big Thunder?
I think it'll be a little bit tamer. I think you would get, I think it would rival a mine cart.
But longer.
Yes.
But longer in terms of the length of time.
No, absolutely.
The mine train's awesome. It goes by in a flash.
Yeah. No, absolutely. So, and one thing I do want to mention entertainment-wise, as we mentioned before, Fantasmic's at 7. The fireworks are at 8:15. But the Stormtroopers, the First Order, marches throughout the Chinese theater, and they take pictures now as they recruit new recruits. So instead of for a year saying, not we're on patrol, you have a set location by the Chinese theater or the animation courtyard where they'll stop and you make a half a circle and they'll pick people to take a picture with. So
sounds like they're about to start now.
Absolutely. If you still want to do the Club Villain's still going. It's not advertised as much, obviously.
I hear the First Order starting again. That means we're about at an hour because they were wrapping up when we did this before. Should we listen to the First Order march go by?
Sure.
Let's go ahead and walk down here. We'll listen to that, and then we'll close up after that.
Thank you.
John, I see the marches just passed us, and directly behind them, I see a whole bunch of people wearing lanyards. What's going on there?
It's a Star Wars tour. That's an 8-hour tour during the day, and you get march behind Phasma. You get selected seating from that galaxy far, far away.
So that's the VIP tours with us. That's kind of cool. All right, Phasma's doing her stop halfway. Let's dig into the store for a minute. I know there's no way you and I can say goodbye while we're out there. So this was Hollywood Studios time capsule number 6 or 7, I'm not sure. John, thank you so much for walking around with me, pointing out some things that you've noticed being down here all the time. If you're listening, don't forget John's photo report every Tuesday at DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. You'll find it right there, along with lots of other cool stuff.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's always nice to see what changes are going on. And the next time we do this, we'll have a land that we've been talking about for 3 years now be open.
And we're starting I'm actually looking forward to, once Toy Story Land opens, then the focus of Star Wars Land, what's next? What comes after that? Because there have been so many rumors to that. What way is it going to go? Is it going to go towards Rock and Roller Coaster? Is it going to go the other way towards Star Tours? But there's lots of places we can go. Or is the focus just the Star Wars Hotel at that point?
Yeah.
Either way, thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys for watching. Remember, thedisneynerdspodcast.com, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all those good things. And questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com. Would love to hear from you and what you want to hear next. See ya.
Choice, Woody. You can go back, or you can stay with us and last forever.
Good heavens. Was that me? Oh my. I am so sorry. I guess that's why they call me Stinky Pete.